We submitted our report to America. They recommended that we amend our Anti-Trafficking in Persons Act 2011. So we have effected that amendment. It is a law now, Anti-Trafficking in Persons Amendment Act 2021.
There were allegations that some senior officials, including the Deputy Prime Minister, had been implicated in this human trafficking. What did your investigation find?
No, as the request from the government of America are concerned, there was no such. But somebody, our political opponent in Lesotho, interviewed by a newspaper and then claiming that Deputy Prime Minister should go to the court of law to clear his name with regard to human trafficking. So everybody took it and thought it was a thing. And you can call the police, you can call whoever. We don't have a case that is dealing with Deputy Prime Minister being involved in human trafficking. Why? Because that was just a political talk, and it remains that.
Is your government open to the idea that the U.S. has said that you should not only investigate, but be willing to prosecute anyone that would be implicated? Are you open to prosecuting anyone implicated?
Very open. I think one thing you can be sure of is that I am leading that campaign to fight human trafficking as the Minister of Home Affairs. What I even did is to ask the police to come and look for any documents at Home Affairs, any assistance from the Home Affairs officials, anything which they think can help them. They have come to my ministry and my office requesting to interview certain officials in my department. I said, go on. So they asked them, they interviewed them, they came to ask for certain records, we gave them the records. And I kept saying, whatever you want, which you think can help you root out this problem, we are open, we are ready. So police are doing their way.
Mr. Minister, as you know, the U.S. government has put your country in Tier 3, which is the lowest ranking according to its Trafficking in Persons 2020 report. There are consequences that your country could lose development funding and also health, including even AGOA. So what are your expectations now that you have completed this report?
Well, I think now that we have submitted the report, the U.S. government will be in a position to make informed decisions as to whether we still remain in Tier 3 or we move out of Tier 3 maybe into Tier 2 or something like that.
Minister, it's so nice to talk with you. I appreciate very much.
No problem. Thank you very much.